Yeah, look, I think the government have made a complete and utter mess of the immigration system. The numbers speak for themselves, but the fact that they have allowed for a for-profit greed system to take hold without any proper planning is an example of that. And Donegal is probably the best example of that. We are the county with the highest levels of deprivation, the highest levels of poverty, the least disposable income, yet because of the government system, we have been left with the largest number of Ukrainians who are seeking temporary protection and also the largest number of IPAS refugees in the entire state per head population. And why has that happened? It's happened because the government simply doesn't have a plan. I said to the minister that it's not acceptable that these centres are located in areas that are already deprived and that there needed to be a proper plan. But most importantly, what needed to happen is that the system needs to be resourced so that those who aren't entitled to be here are actually a decision is made quickly instead of the 2 years that we're currently seeing, and that where deportations are required, that they are given effect to.
Will anything be achieved from this Oireachtas meeting today, Deputy Doherty, from your point of view? I know your party colleague, Matt Carthy, has said that the whole system needs to be scrutinised.
Look, our job is to continue to put pressure and put forward the solutions in relation to government, and this is not acceptable. There has to be a proper international protection regime for those who are fleeing war and persecution. They need to be protected, but as we see, 80% of people who are coming here are being refused at the first turn. And then we have a situation where there have been millionaires have been created nearly overnight as a result of the system that has been allowed to prevail. And as my colleague has pointed out, there has been some serious issues raised in relation to the some of the individuals who have been behind some of the large IPAS centres across the state. So the committee will be getting down to the depths of that there. But really what we need is a proper system that will actually get the trust back of the community. And I think that's something that the government has seriously damaged in many communities across the state, not least in Donegal.